while my mother rots in memory care at Regency Park. At the Waffle House, if you're facing some bitter truth, we'll save you a window booth, and we will be waiting. David Wilcox, Waffle House. My 82-year-old father calls for the second time today to tell me what he really wanted was for my mother to have gotten off their flowered couch in 1985 and boarded that Boeing 727 with him to the Big Island. I've clamped the phone between my shoulder and my ear and a rusty can opener that should have been buried in a landfill years ago to the top of a 29-ounce can of Hunt's tomato puree. It's splintering the edge of the lid into tiny shark's teeth. My thumb is bleeding. He's gone on to volcanoes and lava flows and black diamonds spewed in the air. The CD player clicks, and suddenly David Wilcox is illuminating the finer points of altered states after the midnight hour, while scraping eggs and flour from the napkin dispenser at the Waffle House. I grab a napkin and ask, if a black diamond had a favorite song, what would it be? He says, I don't know. That old black magic, I guess. I say, black diamonds, black magic, who wouldn't have thought of that? You're not very original. He says, how the hell should I know what a black diamond's favorite song would be? Anyway, black diamonds don't listen to music. I say, how do you know? He says, they don't have ears. I say, like that's necessary. You're practically deaf, and you constantly complain about your upstairs neighbor with the swollen prostate waking you up all night every time he pads barefoot to the bathroom to pee. You don't seem to have any trouble hearing with no ears. He says, okay, wait a minute. A black diamond's favorite song is Daddy's Little Pain in the Ass Girl. I say, hey, old man, you called me. He says, not to talk about what kind of music black diamonds listen to. I say, well, what do you want to talk about? He says, she never wanted to go anywhere. Now it's too late. Something I can't have, I guess. She's my wife, he says. I say, she's my mother. He wants me to say that losing someone to death is a step up from losing someone to dementia. That Mrs. DeLuca's calico cat, who had his broken tail amputated an inch at a time, hurts worse than the three blind mice combined. That if she'd had the decency to die instead, his grief would take him on a once-in-a-lifetime trip to that mythic country called Closure. But I don't lie to him. I never have, even when it's necessary. I say, join the crowd. I say, if my husband was still alive, I'd put him on the phone to argue with you while I wrestle this big game fish of a can to the deck. Maybe he could go get me a Band-Aid, too. He says, I'll call you tomorrow. Or maybe I'll come visit. Do you need anything? I say, yeah. A new can opener would be good. he said. What kind of music do they listen to?